Dvar Halacha or Lalamed Menachemot.
Okay, good Chaydush. It's still Chaydush Av, so we're still allowed to talk about the Churban. You can actually talk about the Churban even after Av, but okay. So, in Shulchan Aruch, the Indian of music is really... A lot has been written on it, a lot of Shtiklach Torah, a lot of articles and journals. The Pashtus is, we're very, very Meikil. And because in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Gzeira, Machmas the Churban, not to be Menagim B'Kli Shir, even Shir B'Peh, a Capello, Al Hayayin is Asur. The Ramah is Meikil if you do it by Roy. By Roy, it's not something you regularly do. So, and, okay, this is the basic halacha. L'tzorich mitzvah v'chasen kala, it's mutter. Some are meikil by all su'udos mitzvah. Some are machmir, that only by chasen kala. Rav Moshe, for example, paskins l'hachmir b'klei shir, even not b'toch su'udah. And he says maybe it could be meikil taka by any mitzvah. By a tape, most poskim aser a tape. Some even aser a tape of a cappella singing, tining that's called klei shir. So why are we so makel? Well, that, we won't say the real reason why, but the cheshbon of being so makel, there's certain coolers that it seems we took advantage of, but it's more like limus chus, I'd say, rather than a kula. I really think that the main impetus for the limus chus, and maybe this is behind all the limudes chus, or kulas, if you want to call it that, and that is, it's not a big deal anymore. Like, music is not a big deal anymore. It used to be, if you had music in your house, like a melech had music in his house, or it was really a siba for a simcha yaseira, who had music, had music. You have to hire musicians to come to your house and play you a lullaby to go to sleep and to play you something to get up and to play by the meal. I once went to a very, very, very fancy Siyum HaShas, I won't say from whom, and they had guys walking around with violins, like groups of violin players walking around, making their way amongst all the food. I don't know how they found their way amongst all the food. But they were walking around playing on the violin. It was taka very nice. I mean, that's what's awesome. I mean, you say it was a siyum, so, I mean, they're simon on that kula. So we make ill on things like, I think the impetus behind all the kulas is that it's not a big deal anymore. Not that you could say that as a dover b'fnei asur, that's something like a reform rabbi maybe could say. I think that way about laundry also, maybe, you know, with Mesiach Daitim and Avelos, that laundry is not the big deal that it used to be. It used to be like a whole Hesach Das and Avelos. It was like a whole day's work to wash a shirt. You got to get out the Tzoyas Klovim there to start working with the Tzoyas Klovim. Now, you know, it's not such a big deal. Anyway, the coolest are, well, first of all, the Ramah, is the first kula that is not by Roy, but really what we do is not by Roy. The way we listen to music, it's not really by Roy. The fact that it's a hisayrus is a kula that we do, and therefore yashir chele to some people sitting here that taka they take care that the song should be one of hisayrus, and you can, you know, so that's a kula. Because of the Osiris, to avoid depression is said, that everybody likes to say that over from this, it's said by the Paiskim. They say it's Stam. They don't say it for the 3 weeks or Sfira. They say it for that. You'll have to excuse me, this is an emergency. Ani mitkasher b'chazara b'shalosh dakot, okay? Zeh mamash cheirum. Okay, bye. Okay, so bottom line is, I know my Rosh Hashiva of Abba was always very machmer by a suda, not to have music playing, by a suda. That's more chomerdik. to wake up to music is more chomer, and to go to sleep to music is more chomer. These are obviously the 3 weeks was more chomer and Sfira was more chomer, but to wake up and to go to sleep to music, which brings up the whole shaila of an alarm clock that plays music. So from Zalman Asad, from Zalman held, that's Mamashal. So that's the, again, we're talking about the more intense Isser is B'Shas Asuda, and to wake up and to go to sleep. And so from Zalman Asad, it's brought down the alarm clocks that play music. And when Yashiv was about to make it, which is usually, maybe they had it wrong, I don't know. It's usually the other way around. And if you close it immediately and it just wakes you up and you don't continue to listen to it, so it's not enjoyment. It's not talking about enjoyment. So yes, he's making. Bottom line is, we should have more recognition that it's a problem. At least we'll be machmir to 3 weeks and during Sfira if we recognize it's a problem. And maybe we should indeed limit ourselves to songs of Hesairibus. And certainly, I think, to stay away from Besuda, it seems. There are Mamish Mekilim. You can read these articles. I mean, this is something that's not for a 3 minute Dvar Halacha. It's something that's a big sugya, a famous sugya, big sugya, with Mekilim and Machmirim on both sides. And just the basic halacha is really lahachmir. We're makel for the reasons I said, and everybody should ask their local Orthodox rabbi how they should feel. So if they should know, maybe it's a shaila. I don't know. Okay, good.